joining us on Front and Center, and he's become a regular guest on the program. I'm so happy to say our own Talk of Connecticut's Brad Davis. Brad, how are you?
How are you?
Great. Listen, this Toys for Tots, which you are doing, you talk about a program where the people and businesses step up to the plate. This is it. So you got it underway. What can you tell our audience?
Well, you know, one of the great things that happened to Toys for Tots was last year when the Command Corporation decided to sponsor the entire travel program for Toys for Tots. Now, I started it the other day. I was down in Rocky Hill. I'm going to be in Wethersfield. I'm going to be at Effie's Place. And for the first time, Bart's up in Windsor. I've never done my show from Bart's. And, of course, the owner of Bart's is also the head guy in Windsor when it comes to politics. So I'm looking forward to that one. And it's been tremendous. You know, the first show that we did, which was down in Rocky Hill, at Mitchell's, it was that morning when you could hardly see ahead of you. Yeah. It was fog. So a little late. They came in a little late. But by the time I left, it was standing room only. And that first day, we made hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And you know, this year, the cash is very important, Dan. And I'll tell you why. Because the Marines, they put on their dress blue uniforms when they go to the stores, Right. Okay? And they get an automatic discount when they see them in the dress blues. But, you know, all the kids, you know, it's not all dolls. You know, they're different age groups.
Right.
So with cash, they can buy the different things. So this year, we are doing very, very well as far as cash donations are concerned.
Well, that's good. Brad, you've got to be really excited on how the businesses all step up to the plate for something like this.
You know, this is more than exciting. I mean, can you imagine Command Corporation? Charlie Command was one of my friends, just an unusual businessman. But when he started Command Corporation, there were those that said, you know, it's not going to make it. And look what Charlie Command has done. We've lost him, but we really haven't, because Command is still Charlie in my book.
Sure.
But they are, yeah, they're one of the sponsors, and we've got businesses. For example, Valerie Thomas, who was one of my sponsors in the morning, she bought the program as well for all these kids. And I didn't know this, but I had her on the first broadcast that I did from Mitchell's the other day, and I said, what is it about Toys for Tots? She said, Brad, growing up in England, we didn't have enough money for toys for Christmas.
Wow.
And so she said, I always said, if there's anything I can do once I become, you know,
sure,
once I've made it, so to speak. And that's why she took on Toys for Tots. I didn't know that.
But then you also have these restaurants, as you mentioned, which also step up and serve as the host for your program.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Tremendous,
oh,
too.
Absolutely.
Heard you say how Effie's really gets into it.
John Penderis, you know John. What he's done this year, and I'll be there, I think, in 2 or 3 weeks. What he's done, he's gone to all the businesses on Park Road in West Hartford, all right, and talked to them about it. Guess what? They're getting all their toys, and they're bringing them to Effie's that morning that I broadcast.
Wow.
From
there. That's
so
terrific.
Yeah, that's the way it's grown, and it's just fabulous. It really, and the Marine Corps, you know, when they started this was years and years ago, when a major in the Marine Corps, San Diego, California, his wife was very, very ill and dying. And she had a Raggedy Ann doll that she had since she was a little girl. And she said to her husband, she said, you know, I'm not going to be here, and you know that. I want you to give this to a little girl for Christmas. He thought about it, and not only did he do that, but he went to his superior out in San Diego, and that's how Toys for Tots started in the Corps all these many years ago.
Wow. How many years have you been doing it?
I have been doing it. This is my 12th year. Mm-hmm. My 12th year for Toys for Tots. But it's just amazing because the core handles everything. They come in, they pick it up, they buy the toys. But just think of the millions and millions, Dan, of toys that kids would never have had if it wasn't for the Marine Corps.
And I heard you mention the other day how this is an opportunity to really make these children feel happy at Christmas.
Oh, they really do. They get so excited, and their parents, you know. And this is the wonderful thing. I just think that you know, this is really Christmas to me. It is, yeah. And I love doing it. But more importantly than that, I love it when the kids come in and they see the toys, and the people are so generous. My listeners are so generous. Your listeners, yeah. Same listeners.
Yes. Now, for people who want information as to where you're going to appear, more information on the Toys for Tots program, they can visit our website, talkofconnecticut.com. It's all there.
It's all there on talkofconnecticut.com.
Brad, as always, thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm not going to say Merry Christmas yet, but I'll be saying it to you soon. God
all
bless
right.
you, Dan.
You too.
You bet.